Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner, the research manager for the center. And our special guest is Kent Tesi, Ag Loan Officer and Vice President of MinStar Bank in Lake Crystal, who also served for 28 years with Minnesota Extension Service, specializing in farm management and marketing. Marnie, you have a question for Kent.
Right now, all you see on the news is everything happening on Wall Street. And we're also hearing about how it's affecting individual families and their abilities to get loans, people getting laid off and everything. But here in rural Minnesota and in the ag sector, we're not doing too badly. Is there going to be a trickle-down effect where we're just going to get smacked later on? Or are we going to be kind of cushioned here and we'll be able to ride this out?
There's one thing, even if you aren't directly financially hurting, if you hear this on the news day after day, you just tend to kind of watch how you spend your money. I mean, it's just kind of a natural thing you do.
It certainly is, yeah.
And I think there could be some impact. Certainly in a lot of rural areas, if we would see a sharp downturn in the ag economy, that's going to ripple through pretty quick, if it has an impact. Now, I guess the one thing, we would hope, is that maybe some of the, a lot of our producers and a lot of our local economy has a lot of investment, like in renewable energy. Now, a $6 corn might be good for the guy selling the corn, but $6 corn, as we mentioned earlier, isn't good for livestock producers. $6 corn is not profitable for ethanol plants either. So, your hope is that there's some balance, that all of a sudden, the livestock producer starts making a little more money, the ethanol plant does better. Because I remember, about three or four probably, when we had low corn prices, where some farmers were getting more money from their dividends from ethanol plants than they were getting from their corn production. Now that's turned around in the last couple years, but I think that's what a lot of producers have done in the 90s, is they've kind of diversified their portfolios a little more, whether it's investing in ethanol. Some of them have put up livestock facilities, even if they don't own the livestock, just to get the livestock manure to offset that high fertilizer cost we talked about. So you got a lot of different things that have been, producers have strategized out there. When you look overall, though, the economy and all the various businesses and entities that are out here, there's certainly potential that we could feel that effect come down. Mm-hmm. Especially, we've seen a little bit of it, I think, up in the Twin Cities area. But, if the Twin Cities is kind of, still the giant gorilla in the Minnesota economy, and if we start seeing a lot of big impacts in the Twin Cities, it's likely to start filtering, down to southern and western Minnesota and those areas.
Well, thank you, Kent. It's been our pleasure having you. Kent Tesi, Ag Loan Officer and Vice President of MinStar Bank in Lake Crystal. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. We'll catch you next week.